JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, Port Authority of Jamaica and the telecommunications company Lime to upgrade St. James Infirmary. And for our special Child Month feature, we'll continue sharing the views of children round about Jamaica. Stay with us. The Port Authority of Jamaica, PAJ, and the telecommunications company Lime are on a mission to improve the St. James Infirmary as part of a community project leading up to 2014 Port Games. Under the $300,000 project, the wash area of the facility will be expanded and the roof repaired. Sales Operation Manager at Lime, Tanisha Davis, says the team is pleased to be part of this undertaking.
It demonstrates how the spirit of competition can work in harmony with the innate human desire to help the less fortunate.
The Lime Foundation will be donating a computer to the infirmary.
We consider this give-back component an important feature of any activity that we sponsor, because it's through acts of kindness such as this that we also ensure benefit reaches the less fortunate among us.
Sales Operation Manager at Lime, Tanisha Davis. The Port Games will run from June 6 to 9 in Montego Bay and will feature activities such as track and field, netball, basketball, and domino tournaments. For the goals of Vision 2030 to be achieved in the next 16 years, it will require the help of every Jamaican citizen. By learning more about the plan, you can ensure the strategies, programs, projects, and activities on Vision 2030 are put into action as we work together to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm. On the community notice board, the New Life Ministries Church of God of Prophecy will be hosting its Turn to the King Evangelistic Outreach Service Sunday, June 1 at Emancipation Park, starting at 6:30 p.m. All are invited. And throughout the month of May, we've been giving children a chance to share their views. Today, they share with us what they think about corporal punishment.
Yes, when they are given trouble, they should beat them.
When they give trouble, they should make they turn their face to the wall.
Beat them because they're not being themselves.
Yes, because some of them know when they get trouble, they run up and down in the class.
Instead of hitting children, I think teachers should sit with them and talk with them if they have any difficulties.
The theme for Child Month is Parents Take Responsibility, Break the Cycle. Remember to show a child you care.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. For producer Kisita Irving and engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Ruth Ann Carr. Remember to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.